What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, Dolphins practice today, and the new unis were released. I don't know if you saw what they look like. I forget what the thing. What are they called, Solana? These rival? What are the new unis? What's the like? They do City Connect in basketball. What are these called? Do you know what they are?
Let me double check. I don't remember the official title of the uniform.
You saw though? You saw the Dolphins one?
Yeah.
Pretty badass.
It is.
I gotta tell you, I know this is not going to go over well on this station in this city. I thought the Buffalo Bills ones were like, fire, like just look so cool. Anyway, new unis, Dolphins practice today. Canes football is on the doorstep. We've got college football during the show today. 5:30, USF plays. Josh Bell is on his way. Boots on the ground. We got college football this afternoon. I mean, we're here. Anyway, Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We have a loaded potato as we meander towards this Sunday huge game. Don Bailey Jr. will join us this hour. We will give him his first salvo of lines to work into the broadcast. And John Ruth, the executive director of the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum, will join us. He, of course, more famous as Sebastian the Ibis. Sebastian the Ibis is being inducted into the Mascot Hall of Fame during the game Sunday night at Hard Rock Stadium. That's when they're having the ceremony. So John Ruth will join us. And also today, Uncle Luke, hip-hop legend, royalty in Miami. Yeah, Luke will join us today.
If you have ever been to Miami and don't love Uncle Luke, you might want to leave.
I went to University of Miami because of Two Live Crews. Hey, we want some something that I bought on a cassette. And I said, that's the city for me.
to say, maybe don't quote too many song titles, but we know what Luke was doing.
I was like, that's the city for me. So we have a lot of stuff to get to today. We are really going to, and we're going to give away, Uncle Luke's on with us, courtesy of Holy Cap Apparel. We're going to give away a Holy Cap today. You could check out holycapapparel.com. We'll give one away today, as we have every day this week, and a final one tomorrow. But yeah, if you want to see what they look like, go to Holy Cap Apparel, HOLICAP apparel.com. You can use the code WQAM for 10% off, by the way. So Uncle Luke will join us. We'll talk about that a little bit. We'll get his thoughts on UM Notre Dame. I mean, my man roots for the Hurricanes. I don't even have the desire to tell him that you were wearing a Notre Dame shirt yesterday on the show. I'm not going to get you in trouble with Uncle Luke.
You know, I'm friends with Marcus Freeman, correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't tell Uncle Luke.
You know what? I won't blow up his spot because I know he goes to this establishment a lot. It's a restaurant. And I was with my entire family and saw Uncle Luke sitting at the bar. And I just bailed on my family. I forgot I was there on a family event. And I just went and sat next to Uncle Luke and started talking for like 40 minutes.
Miami royalty, man.
Yeah, he's Miami a cool dude. He's a real cool guy.
Let me give you a Miami football report. Football reports on WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. So if you check out any of the writers, there was plenty of coverage from practice today. One of the things, I have to find this Joe Shad tweet. Joe Shad tweeted out, scroll down, at least 35 Miami Dolphins seen working after practice on the field today. This is a real thing. And I would just submit to you, you know, whether you think someone staying late after practice and working out on their own is a big deal or not, he says 35 are, it's a real thing, which would lead you to believe zero people were staying late last season and maybe the season before. You kind of extrapolate it out. If he's pointing that out and saying there's 35 players after practice working out, there obviously was not 35 players doing that last season.
Yeah, and it's something that that's leadership. That's what you said, like tangible leadership is that, where you say, oh, he's a leader, he's a leader. Oh, he's a captain. No. Just that C on your jersey means you've been in the league a long time and don't have any side kids. The real leadership is when you are making your team, willing your team to get better in some shape, form, or fashion.
I also saw on Joe Shed's Twitter today, I thought this was interesting. Where do you think the players out of the 53, and I guess the practice squad as well, from which school is there the most? I don't know how to ask the question. I'm having a tough time putting that into words.
I just say, check him. He had a stroke there.
I couldn't. You understand what I'm trying to say? Like, what? Which school is most represented on the Dolphins roster?
School's tough. Big Ten. It's not.
It's not.
SEC has to be SEC.
SEC.
Georgia.
Alabama.
Waddle, Tua.
Yeah.
Who else?
I don't know. There's three from Alabama, so you're missing one.
I don't know.
Minka.
That's...
Oh, Minka Fitzpatrick.
Did he go to Bama?
Yeah.
They all play for Saban. It comes around.
Somehow Saban's got his mitts on this team.
Saban's going to have his mitts on football for a long time.
All right, let's do headlines here to open the show, and then we'll talk with Don Bailey Jr. about the game on Sunday. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one.
By the way, the uniforms that were released are the rivalry uniforms. And
rivalry,
they've been being released in like increments across divisions in the NFL. Dolphins' new one. So there appears to be a little bit of a controversy. Not controversy, but like a discussion going on about what color the uniforms are. Because they
appear people are
black.
Trying to determine if it's black or blue, right?
But, I mean, they're black. But apparently they're, like, technically, they're dark blue uniforms.
Mike McDaniel said at his press conference today, they asked him about the rivalry uniforms, and he said, it's cool to have your own color blue, mm-hmm. something along those lines.
Right.
I got to see. Is this going to become one of those damn, is this dress green or gold things?
Yep.
I think so.
Yeah.
It'll sweep the internet.
Well, two things could be at play here. One, Mike McDaniel potentially colorblind.
Possible.
Oh, that's hard.
Or two.
Looks good, right?
That's hard.
Yeah.
I'll buy one of them.
Mike McDaniel never actually saw the uniforms and just thought that they were blue.
That's a black jersey, man.
Check out the Buffalo Bills. It's all white.
Yeah, it's fire. It really is fire.
Tua has the same hairdo as my niece. She wears the high bun.
There's something about the Dolphins on Monday Night Football in their like early 2000s orange with the white pants crowd. Or you played it in in that that jersey combo a couple times. Man, I wish we could go back to that. Like there was just something about that color combination for a primetime game.
I love the orange jersey. My only jersey I still have is the orange one. The one you're talking about. I kept that one and I wear it to events.
How many times will they wear this one, Solana? Just one time during the season?
Man, I really didn't do enough research on this to answer questions. I would guess one.
Be quite
but
honest,
I don't
did
know.
Plenty of research because this doesn't. It's not worthy of research. I just thought maybe you knew.
No, like, but this is normally my wheelhouse. I take pride
you
in
like
being
uniforms.
The jersey guy.
Yeah.
But I genuinely,
I'm not into that stuff.
I didn't look too much into it because I had seen the leaks already a couple months ago. So when this came out this morning, I'm like, oh yeah, like these are hard. Like I knew that they were fire.
With the black helmet, come on now.
That's good.
That's special. Yeah, that's hard.
Should they have gone like a Vice colorway, though? Just because Miami and Vice right now is synonymous?
Too much. Everyone's doing it. FIU, the Heat, it's enough already. Mm-hmm. We got to move on.
The pink blue? No.
Dime a dozen.
Tua throwing a Tyreek? Bombas in Vice would have been fire. I don't care what you guys say.
To be honest, it's a nostalgia thing from that damn show. That pink-blue combination is not attractive.
Oh, okay, all right. Never mind. Sorry I walked into this discussion. What are you talking?
No, I mean, it's the best color combo.
No, it's not.
You're talking about
Hobbs and Shaw, whatever the hell
that
name is.
Right,
were.
Hobbs and Shaw. You nailed it.
Pink and blue.
Simon and Garfunkel. You got it. Oh, Miami Vice, Don Johnson, Philip Michael Tubbs. Is that his name? Philip Michael Thomas. Because it was Tubbs was the character's name. Philip Michael Thomas was the actor.
No. Pink
Rocket
blue is
Tubbs.
Not. It's not. It doesn't even match.
Stop it.
The worst take of all time. I mean, genuinely.
Pink and blue?
The Heat jerseys. Everybody talks about them as being the greatest basketball jerseys of all time. FIU's Vice jerseys?
Of all time. In the history of sports, who is everybody?
Everybody.
Jesus.
Everybody. The FIU Vice jerseys were just sent to the College Football Hall of Fame because of how effing fire they are.
What?
And here you
FIU's
come.
Jersey
at the College Football
in the
Hall
of
Fame.
The
Why?
College...
What happened? They put the wrong address? How'd they end up there?
He just lies.
I'm not doing this with you guys. I'm not doing this with you guys.
What would FIU football jerseys be doing in the College Football Hall of Fame?
Because of how unbelievably beautiful.
They inducted those jerseys for being unbelievably beautiful?
The College Football Hall of Fame reached out to FIU and said, you guys are making groundbreaking strides in the uniform game with your Vice jerseys.
Well, shouldn't we go to the Uniform Hall of Fame then, not the College Football Hall of Fame?
Right into the College Football Hall of Fame next to Ken Dorsey throwing touchdown passes, right next to Frank Gore running over Crowder right through his chest. So, I mean, right there.
I feel like you're making this up.
So the Ken Dorsey teams, Charles Woodson is there next to a FIU pink and blue jersey.
And it says, beautiful jersey.
he just lies.
I'm not lying. I'm not lying. Bet money. Let's go. Bet money.
You're telling me the FIU Vice jerseys have been inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame?
I did not say the word inducted. I did not. Don't put words in my mouth.
So you're saying someone walked into the College Football Hall of Fame wearing one of these jerseys?
The College Football Hall of Fame requested the jerseys to be present at the museum. I don't know what else to tell you. To be present. They want to showcase them.
I'm looking this up.
Okay.
He's lying.
Okay, I'll send you the tweet.
He's not lying.
The tweet from who?
I've been stacking dubs against these two bozos all week.
That is true. That is true. That is true.
No, he has not been stacking dubs.
Yes, he has.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the kicker.
Any of you guys see the Leo Messi masterclass yesterday? Inter Miami beat those bums from Disney World, Orlando City. Sent them packing on the Bright Line back up to that miserable Orlando.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Bayou Football's Miami Vice-themed uniforms have been donated to and are now... I'm telling you what AI says. And are now displayed at the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta. The donation of these uniforms, which were also featured in EA Sports College Football 25 video game, signifies their impact and recognition within the sport. These uniforms had impact and recognition within the sport?
No. From who?
Wow, look at this. Sports Illustrated recognized the Miami Vice uniforms from FIU as the best in college football for the 2023 season? Why are they at the Hall of Fame?
Bro, because they trailblazed.
I'm reading. Why are they at the Hall of Fame?
One would call it avant-garde as to what they did in college football with these uniforms. The impact is going to be talked about for centuries.
I guess I'm wrong here. It says the uniforms also appeared in the EA Sports College Football 25 video game, further cementing their place in the sport's contemporary and historical landscape. All right. I'll take the L on that one. You didn't get the L on Riley Patterson, but I'll take the L on that one.
Yeah. A lot of people are donated to Hall of Fame. Man, it just doesn't sound good to me.
Anyways, shout out to Inter Miami. Big time victory yesterday. They're in the Leagues Cup final, second time in 3 years. They won it 2 seasons ago, Messi's first year. Tonight, just some more local news. Los Marlins. They're out on the road. They'll play the stinking Mets. Tonight, Citi Field. I was going to say Shea Stadium. A little throwback. 7,
I don't think any of us would have caught it.
7:10 p.m. I'm going to be in New York this weekend, and the Marlins are playing the Mets. Maybe I'll go catch a ball game.
I mean, the time of your life.
You think Gelb can get me free tickets? I don't want to go to the game with him, but he can get me free tickets for sure. Right?
Hey, you got to hit up Gelby.
Yeah. All right, guys. Your weather right now in South Florida. It is 90 degrees. Tonight, the lows will drop into the upper 70s. That is your weather.
Are you guys ready for the first DBJ of the season?
I'm so excited.
Do you want to play?
Do you have the montage?
Yeah, if you
You're
want.
You're sure this is a montage of... No, I'd love to hear it. This is a montage of last season?
Yeah.
Because I recall you not making one.
I made it. You just called me out on not making it in time, and then right. I told you like, hey, I have the montage. You're like, nah, because you were just sick of me at that point. You're like, nah, don't worry about it.
Well, no, because you finished the montage a month and a half after the season ended. I think is what happened. I think I would love to hear this. This is Don Bailey Jr. These are all the calls that he did for us last season, so we can kind of get in the mood for him doing it in the next segment as we embark. This got to be the 10th season of him doing this for us. So. Yeah. Here it is, a look back at last season's DBJ calls.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Two tiles, four tiles, eight tiles a dollar. If you need a floor, give me a holler. Safe Light Repairs, Safe Light Replace. If you get long-term payments but need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW. I say if Ward is a highway, we should ride it all night long. They're not like us. He's the one they call Dr. Feelgood. He's the one that makes you feel all right. He's the one they call Dr. Feelgood. He's going to be your Frankenstein, Cam Ward, tonight. Because this is thriller night, and no one's going to save you from the beast about to strike. You sound like you're from London, eh? Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship.
Go Sheila, it's your birthday. Go Sheila, it's your birthday. Go Freddie, it's your birthday. Go Freddie, it's your birthday. Go Annette, it's your birthday. Go Annette, it's your birthday. Go Daddy, it's your birthday. Go Daddy, it's your birthday.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so. His palms are sweaty, his knees are weak, arms are heavy, there's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti.
Go Daddy, it's your birthday. Go Daddy, it's your birthday.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
They're not like us. Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah. Some people call me the Gangster of Love. Some people call me Maurice. Because I speak of the pompousness of love. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small, small world. Tropical, the island breeze, all of nature wild and free. This is where I long to be, La Isla Bonita. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. Miami, put some chimichurri on it, Joe. We bring the boom so loud, the whole earth shakes with double chunk chocolate cookies and chicken bake.
We bring the boom!
We farm our own chickens, homie. Thousands of chickens. Thousands run around everywhere. Quack, quack, quack.
They're not like us. 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 Sometimes you gotta pop out and show. Quack, quack, quack.
There's nobody like us, I assure you.
They're not like us. 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 They're not like us.
There's nobody like us, I assure you.
Oh my God, that is so good. I forgot what a great season he had for us. Are we giving him the, because we had the double chunk chocolate cookies in there from the Costco guys. Are we giving him the new Big Fat Meatballs this week, or are we saving that for another week?
Hawk, we are giving him Big Fat Meatballs today. We are absolutely giving him Big Fat Meatballs.
Big Fat Meatballs, they're our favorite meal.
Excellent. Can't wait. Don Bailey Jr. will join us in the next segment. Cheetah Pompano, what a great spot to watch a game or a fight. They got HD TVs throughout the club, VIP areas, four stages of entertainment, and those beautiful ladies in South Florida. Cheetah Pompano has an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. Happy hour specials till 6, full dinner menu in the evening. Need I say it again? College football is here. And pro football in about a week. What's better than college and pro football action, girls and beer? Every NFL Sunday and Monday night during the season, enjoy hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Watch all the games live while you enjoy the coldest beer in town. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. Get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Shotgun snap, Book looking to his right.
Got it! Bye now!
He's going to go all the way! He's at the 40, at the 30, near sideline, 20, 15, 10. Trajan Bandy takes it all the way home! It's a touchdown! Touchdown, Miami! 66 yards! They are going crazy at Horn Rock Stadium. Miami 26, Notre Dame nothing. It's a pick six.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I mean, we're talking Canes Notre Dame, baby.
Mm-hmm.
A few nights away. Dom Bailey Jr. will be on the call. Before we talk a little football here, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch this season, Caneswear and Davey, or online at caneswear.com. Dom Bailey Jr. on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, the game analyst during Hurricanes football broadcasts, executive produced by Victor Bermudez. I've heard some of the imaging and audio that they'll be playing on Sunday, and it is fantastic as always. And DBJ will be alongside Joe Zagacki and Josh Darrow from Hard Rock Stadium. You can hear the game here on 104.3 FM, WQAM, and DBJ is with us now. Hello, Don Bailey Jr.
How are you guys? You doing all right? You ready for another season?
I mean, we're excited, man. Are you ready for another season?
Yeah, but I got to get a little something off my chest. Do you mind?
All right. No, please.
Okay. Well, I heard my man Channing was walking around in Notre Dame shirt. Bro, I mean...
Go.
I know if it's free, it's for me, but I got it. I'm all in on that. But is it true? Or, and I need to know a little bit of the reason why.
Okay, so we went to South Bend to interview Marcus Freeman, who's become a friend of mine. You know, I have his number in my phone. I can call him. He'll call me back. And I went there, and they gave me a gigantic Notre Dame bag full of shorts and shirts and jackets and sweaters and all this stuff. And I get dressed in the dark because I wake up at 5:45 a.m. I just throw a shirt on. Coincidentally, DBJ, I'm sorry. I threw on a Notre Dame shirt this week.
Yeah, not bro, this week, DBJ.
Okay, now look, any week but this week. And I understand, but look here. Give me the size, bro, because I'm getting you a bigger bag and I'm dropping off. What's the size? And I need and listen. You know, you got Marcus Freeman's phone number. I hear you can get anybody can get that number. That's no big deal, bro. That's no big deal.
I'm 2X, DBJ. I'll throw some cage stuff.
But are you dropping him a bunch of UM stuff, or is it Don Bailey flooring merch?
It's absolutely both, bro. He's a 2-for-1.
Yes, sir.
I mean, If my man acts like he's homeless. He's looking for free clothes everywhere. And now look at this. Double X's. Bro, what size shoe? I know there's some triple E's. What are the size shoe?
I'm going 12, DBJ.
12. Really, okay. I mean, really, Notre Dame,
it's amazing.
Bro?
Out of all weeks to wear it, and it is amazing. Like you say, like he's crying poor, and so if it's a free T-shirt, he'll wear it. And in the meantime, yesterday he knocked down like 4 Topo Chicos during the show because that was the 2-for-1 at the gas station. I don't know what's going on with this guy half the time.
I understand. I mean, I got a little bit of that in me as well. But like, let me ask you this. This will clear it right up. Would you wear a Bulldog jersey, bro, if it was free?
Ooh, yeah, that's a hell of a question.
I can't throw on
no UGA stuff.
That's why he doesn't like Carson Beck as much as everyone else. You just nailed it.
Just
nailed it. All right.
Yeah.
How do the Hurricanes upset Notre Dame? They are underdogs. How do the Hurricanes upset Notre Dame Sunday night here in Miami?
I think if they can break even in the run game, I think that's a big thing. You know, Notre Dame's going to come in with a very successful rushing attack that really, I think, helped lead them to the championship game last year, especially if you throw in the quarterback numbers. So I think Miami's going to have to go toe-to-toe with them in a run game. And then in any game like this, especially week one, the giveaway-takeaway battle to me is the biggest thing.
And DBJ, I'm torn on this because I do think it's going to be an under because Heatherman's defense was top 10 in every category in Minnesota. I think he'd get them boys right. But Notre Dame has a top 5 defense last year as well. But yep. I just, as we talked about it, DBJ, I don't know if you want to get into a street fight with an MMA fighter. Like, do you try to outrush them or do you open it up and find some mismatches? Because I think we're probably faster. I don't want the Canes to just try to whoop Notre Dame's butt because I don't know if they can.
Well, here's how I would look at that. I would say that the Miami offensive line, anybody that I've seen so far, you know, and I studied some stuff in the summer, Miami's offensive line, they can hold up against anybody when it comes to running the football. I believe that. I'm not going to tell you they're going to rush for 200, but they can go toe-to-toe. Miami's offensive line can go toe-to-toe. Now, I'm with you. Miami's going to have to see how much speed they've got on the outside. You're 100% right. There's a bunch of guys that are brand new as far as going into a football game dressed in a Hurricane uniform. They're going to have to see if they can work their way open. And in fairness, Notre Dame's labeled with one of the best secondaries too, because that's going to be another battle. So it's going to be skill on the outside and it's going to be big man stuff on the inside.
DBJ, I'm not downplaying any of the big man stuff on the inside. I'm not downplaying, you know, the physical nature that Notre Dame presents in a game like this. But are we all just looking a little too deep into this game? Bottom line for me, CJ Carr, 0 big game experience, 0 legitimate experience going up against somebody who has played in big game after big game after big game on the road at Bama, playing in the SEC. To me, it's that simple. Like, prime time, the lights have never been brighter on basically a rookie with 0 experience going up against somebody who's used to playing in this type of situation.
I think it's a great point. And if I'm Notre Dame, that's my biggest concern. And I got to figure out, especially in the first half, how to protect them to make sure that he just runs the offense and gets comfortable and keep it close in the first half. And then let's see what he's done in the first half and what he does well and how he adjusts to it. But that is a huge point because when you look at Carson Beck and the fact that he's been on national championship teams and prepared for that, he's been to Florida Field. He's been to Tennessee. He's been to Alabama. He's been on the road in big environments. This is a big environment for the city of Miami, the University of Miami at Hard Rock. It's a day at the beach in the Southeastern Conference a lot of the time. I mean, Alabama-Auburn, is bigger than this as far as attendance goes. You know, Florida-Georgia, what they do there. So he's been in some big games and he's been to some places. I think that's a huge advantage for Miami is to have the most experienced quarterback who can play, by the way.
All right, Don Bailey Jr., if you're new to the program, he works in some lines from movies and songs and the show and pop culture. We know we have a lot of new listeners because we're on the FM now, and you're going to sound unbelievable on the FM, DBJ, when you're delivering some of these lines. So are you ready for the first salvo of lines to work into the broadcast?
I've been losing sleep the last 2 weeks just in anticipation for this. I really have. Oh, this makes my deal. I'm serious. I love it.
All right. We do, too. The first one we're going to give you, this is an old Woody Allen movie. I don't know why I got fascinated with this line a few weeks ago, but I couldn't stop saying it. I can't even remember in what context I was using it. But there's an old Woody Allen movie from the 70s called Bananas. And there was a scene where someone gets bitten by a snake, and you have to get rid of the poison, obviously. Here's the line from the movie.
In the event of snake bite, you make an incision, and you suck out the poison. Remember, you suck out the poison.
All right, so in the event of a snake bite, you make an incision, and you suck out the poison. Remember, you suck out the poison.
Remember, you suck out the poison. I think that, can I just use, remember, you suck out the poison. Can I just use that, or do you want me to go through this whole paragraph?
Yes. We'll give you the three lines, but if you just want to use at some point, you know, Joe, things seem to be going awry here, and you got to get things turned around. Sometimes you just have to suck out the poison.
I love it.
That one will make me laugh. I don't think any other listener but me.
My dad's a big Woody Allen guy, bro. He'll get a laugh out of that one. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. This is a Rick Astley song. I think everyone knows this song. But play the song, see if DBJ knows this.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you.
Is the intention here that he Rickrolls Joe Z? Like, is that what we're doing here? Like, what, or is he just doing this as a line?
I like the way he's telling Joe Z he'll never desert him.
All right, fair enough. He's kind of say it to Joe, maybe at the beginning of the broadcast. Joe, I'm so happy to be back for another season. Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Never going to run around and desert you.
You know, if I had the nerve, I would use that as my open for this football game. But I just can't do that to Joe. I have to show a little respect for my guy. I just can't tap him on the shoulder, look him in the eyes, and say that line. I just can't do that.
I feel like there would be no greater sign of respect than reciting Rick Astley lyrics to your broadcast partner. But
if you get written approval by Mr. Zagacki, I'll do it.
We had Joe on. Did we have him on this week?
Yeah, Monday. Yeah.
And he said you have carte blanche to do whatever you want.
Oh, well, okay, then. There we go.
Something like that. He said something like that.
Hawk might have pushed it a little far, but yeah.
You remember the...
I mean, Joe's got some rules in the box that you have to respect. Because he's right. I mean, his rules are correct, you know? But if you said, I got carte blanche, I'll just...
Pretty sure he said that. Jimmy, check the audio. Okay. Call Joe Z when you have a chance. Make sure.
Call Joe Z.
You remember the Costco guys, the AJ and Big Justice? We had you do a line last season about double chunk chocolate cookies. You remember that?
I do.
All right. Well, they have a new banger out called Big Fat Meatballs. And here's the lines from that song.
Big fat meatballs, they're our favorite meal. Big fat meatballs made of pork, beef, and veal. Big fat meatballs for our daughter and son. Big fat meatballs for everyone.
Admittedly, too many lines. Mm-hmm. Solana got a little overzealous there. It's game one. We're all working out the kinks. So just the first two lines. Big fat meatballs. They're our favorite meal. Big fat meatballs made of pork, beef, and veal.
I like it. That'll go. That's a big one. I like that last line better, though.
Talking about that. You want to do the last two lines then? Big fat meatballs for our daughter and son. Big fat meatballs for everyone.
Yeah, for everyone. Listen, send them all. I'll choose it. Just send all the whole thing. We never know. We might be blowing Notre Dame out.
You know, you're talking about the trenches with Joe Z, and you're like, Tell you what, Mario recruits size. I got a feeling they're eating big fat meatballs. They're our favorite meal. Big fat meatballs made of pork, beef, and veal.
Jesus Christ. Yep, I'm all over both people. Yeah, yeah.
Just,
and people, you know, the people that know me will love that because I hadn't had a meatball in 40 years. So they'll really appreciate that.
If Notre Dame is down big, it seems like the lights are out. The curtain is dropping. Perhaps a couple lines from Oh Danny Boy.
Oh Danny Boy, oh Danny Boy, I love you so.
That I hope happens, my friend. I will give you yes. The best Oh Danny Boy you've ever heard.
I knew you would.
Oh, yeah.
I was off a couple hours this week, and apparently Crowder went into the Batman well. Now, I've never seen The Dark Knight. I have to be honest here. I've never seen The Dark Knight.
This is The Dark Knight Rises, not The Dark Knight. Both are must-watch movies, by the way.
Dark Knight Rises, I've seen. Dark Knight, I haven't seen. Oh, I'm just teasing. I have not seen.
I've seen
He was so annoyed by me. No, I've not seen either of them. But here's a line from Bane.
Oh, you think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it.
Night game, DBJ. Night game.
Yeah, night game. You think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it.
Man, Channing, what were you wearing when you were watching that movie, Channing? What were you wearing, bro? Were you wearing your little Batman outfit? You had your little hat on, your little Batman?
Huh? You don't put a Batman mask on when you watch Batman? I thought everybody did.
About every third Friday night, I get to wear my Batman outfit at home. I'm happy with that.
Good for you, man.
Hey.
Good for you. Final one, just a quickie from American Pie.
Oh, and this one time at band camp?
This one time at band camp?
What?
Just whatever. If Josie's talking about training camp or whatever, any kind of camp, you can say, you know, Josie, that reminds me, this one time at band camp?
Oh, and this one time at band camp?
You know what? I think that one's my favorite.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You ever play the flute, DBJ?
All right. Oh, Victor Bermudez texting me. For a Reuben Bain sack, you do the line from Bain.
Oh, I love that. That makes
all the sense in the world. That's perfect. So if Reuben Bain gets to the QB, then you'll drop the darkness line.
Oh, you think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it.
Oh, God. Hey, Vic's in charge. What Vic says goes. Remember that.
Vic buys in, then you know it's a good line. That's a good tie-in with Reuben Bain. That's perfect. All right,
excellent.
DBJ,
you got a lot of homework.
You got a lot to do.
Make sure you send them all. And what size do you wear, Hawk? Because I don't want to lose you to the Notre Dame side either, like my guy here who can get bought off real easy. What size are you? Large, X large? What are you?
I wear XL on everything because I've got the man boobs, so I try to make sure that they're not out there.
So does the double X for Channing mean he's got double extra large man boobs, or what's the deal with that?
I think I'm more shoulder than Hawk, though.
But DBJ, here we go. More shoulder.
You don't have to worry about me wearing a Notre Dame shirt. I mean, what are we even talking about here? Now, if you've got a shirt that promotes Don Bailey flooring, laminates, and whatever, I'm all over it. I'll wear that all day, all night.
You'll probably get three of those in one UM shirt, guys. That's probably how that's going to work.
All right. Fair enough. We're in. DBJ, we love you. We're excited for the season. We will be listening Sunday night. It all gets underway at 3 p.m. Pre-game begins at 3. Game kicks off at 7:30, and you can hear it here on WQAM, 104.3 FM. How about that? Thank you, DBJ.
Love you guys. See ya.
All right, there you go. Don Bailey Jr. I mean, we are just a couple days away. Could not be more excited. So DBJ and Joe Zagacki on the call Sunday night. You will hear it here.
Oh, and this one time at band camp.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.